time I do anything really stupid, I get 3 points. Either bold or innovative.
There's no renowned insane.
No.
Nope.
You know, initiative.
Well, lack of discipline.
Yeah, lack of discipline.
I didn't do anything that wasn't bold.
Sure enough.
Okay, so now we're going to
the
black
ball. I'm just showing off my skill.
I got you. Don't show off your skill. Risking fire.
So you're only the black ball.
But how else are you going to know how good I am?
Insimulation.
Simulation's not the real thing.
Hey,
yeah,
look, there's a ship from the Walt Disney Company in orbit, too.
It's a fine idea. After this, I think you should go into simulation and practice dangerous orbits. All you want.
I might just do that. So or not.
Our shift is 6 hours, and the 2 hours after
what am I censoring
shift, that's what you're going to be doing.
Just in general.
Me. I'm with you. I'm in charge of you now.
Okay, fine. But once you're off shift, you ain't.
Yeah, that's true. Do you want to not do that? Is that the sort of thing you want to risk your bold at? I'd be happy to go in with you.
You're getting the standard
with you.
Okay.
Radiation
options.
There's also
if you die, you know you would have died in real life.
Holiday.
Brief.
If you need
practice parking.
Hey, Captain there. I saw something I don't think I was supposed to see on the little sensors.
What's that?
Romulan spaceship coming this way. Oh. Destroyer.
There was a weird signal. It came and it went.
Uh-oh.
I'll try to find it again. Can I have some reserve power?
Take the power. And I'm going to help out as well.
Okay. No, it's important.
13.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things I'm good at, and I tend to stand right here. Well, that gives us a carry that doesn't seem right.
No, I noticed Dave stands over Coob and Dave.
Yeah.
He's afraid of
you. I'm confident.
I don't stand over Dave.
Dave stands over Dave.
From his station, he does some of the tasks I do, yeah.
Okay.
You, on the other hand.
Why not bathe in them?
I'm about to throw you out of your seat. I got a 12.
I got a 13.
Wow. Okay.
What?
So you get the signal again.
Look, there it is.
Some kind of communication signal.
Okay.
Not indicative of any particular race? Or
coming from the black hole?
Coming from a...
coming from over there.
Like a planet. Actually, a nearby system.
It's not being sucked into the black hole?
Right.
Okay.
So it's coming, the collapse must be bending the signal. So you can,
sure.
So you can actually get it.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Big gravitational lens.
Yep.
Okay. So we're getting a signal from planet Fubar.
Yeah. It's,
Is it a distress signal? I run it through the universal translator.
Hooray! They all see me.
Okay, I will try to decrypt it. Hey, computer, unscramble this.
If your skill was better at decrypting, you'd say, computer, try harder.
Damn right.
Okay.
Simulation, computer simulation and modeling.
That's what I have too.
It's okay, I got espionage traffic analysis.
Well, this would be espionage traffic.
Tom Ferris.
He was my boyfriend.
That's true.
You ruined him for everyone else. I'll have
I don't know, he like disappeared and graduated, and I never saw him again.
Yeah, well, took off.
I
believe he ended up in prison.
He's going to prison.
Not yet.
I heard he's a man's man, if you know what I mean.
A real man's man?
That's what I heard.
Jail date.
Pitcher or catcher?
All right, so...
Catcher.
You're trying to...
Catcher.
I'm decrypting it. Just trying to find where it's coming from.
Pitcher.
Calculate where it's going to.
Okay.
Where it was supposed to be going.
All of the above.
Okay.
And while you're doing this, scan random other locations as well. We're going to hide the fact that we've been concentrating on them.
Okay. Huh?
The previous search was was just at this one planet in this one system, right?
So it was just at the black hole.
I was scanning the black hole.
You got it originally, and then you switched.
Then I went looking for it specifically.
Exactly. So now you're gonna.
He wants you to wideband while you're looking.
Oh, keep scanning the black hole.
You don't have to do any serious roll here because you're not really looking, but we're checking.
Shoot sensor beams in random directions.
Sure. Why?
Dave doesn't want to tip our hand in case they're hostile.
We don't know
what
it is.
He's flying casual.
But we're getting this signal on accident.
Yeah, but.
He's flying casual.
Just say do it.
Do it. Why can't you? Okay.
Whatever.
Throw some stuff at the black hole, which is where we're supposed to be as it is.
Sure. Okay.
Now, what was the mission here?
You just did a survey.
Just doing a survey of
testing the sensors.
So it's basically astrometric. It's going to set up a set of instructions that we have to follow. So
it's a black hole. We're going to see what kind of black hole it is.
World. I mean, right. You just have to be there.
Okay. So find out where it's coming from, where it's going to, and what it says.
I'm trying to decode it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You should probably give them an order.
Yeah.
The most important.
Which one of those do you want to find out first, there, Captain? Whatever.
We know.
Boss guy. What's your name?
Find out the contents.
Yeah. What's his
Calhoun.
Name?
Oh, John. John Calhoun.
Okay, John.
JC.
Contents first.
Contents first.
No. Hey, my.
Calhoun spelled with a K.
my initials are JC too.
All the time.
What's that?
My initials are JC, too.
What do you wish me to find out?
The most important is content.
Content. Okay. I will try to decrypt it.
MVP.
I think they can move. If you
you can be QT.
On the QT?
Oh, hey. There's an SP on the scale, huh?
Yeah.
Cryptography. Do you have it?
Me? No.
Oh, well, roll it.
I have graphic analysis.
But that's an espionage skill,
I bet
too,
it's
right? So you would have better...
Intellect plus logic.
You want me to do that, sir?
Wait, espionage has a little star next to it. That means you're not supposed to be able to use it, right?
I'm
going to
give you a significant
hideous penalty.
Why don't you send the data over to...
Intellect perception, intellect logic?
Intellect logic.
Why don't you send the data over to...
A whopping two dice.
Have him.
Hey, Donald, he's telling you stuff.
He can work on it at home, though.
Eight.
Okay.
It's just going to give you... Dave keeps saying, why don't you send it over to the guy
data,
who knows?
Send the data over to his terminal.
To him?
Instead of you working on it.
Okay.
All your guys are skills.
Well, I'm going to run this quick little crypto thing on it.
Okay.
So I don't get anything.
Nope,
here,
not
you look at it. I'll try to find out where it's coming from and going to then.
Try death 3, man. Death 3, bullfish.
Yeah, that's better. You can split up the tasks. So where he looks for...
Eight.
I'll try to find out where it's coming from and going to. He's actually got the espionage skill, though. So.
Right. So that was intellect plus logic and then plus your espionage skill.
Yeah.
And you have eight. Okay. Finding out where it's coming from is... What did I use?
No, it's math.
Well, space sciences. How about that?
Yeah, right.
Astrogation.
I'm not going to have that
coming
either.
From where going to. Intellect plus logic.
Space. That's got a star next to it, too. I don't have that either.
No, you can't tell what it is.
I have science. Medical.
Okay.
Can't quite decode it.
Anybody got science, comma, space?
Space science.
I have space, science, astrophysics.
There you go.
Well,
we didn't
hear a crack at it.
We all
peddle
around.
Well, we had nothing better to do. Astrometrics is doing the real job. Astrometrics is doing the real job of charting area.
And you say ass.
Giggle. And well, you should. Well, I got two sixes, but not on the.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know, each time we roll, it. You know, we each have a 1/6 chance of succeeding.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I would think that I'm higher than that. But eight it is. No, I'm sorry, 7. This is not the specialty of space science.
So you're trying to find out? Tell me from going to.
Going to.
Okay.
We know pretty much where it's coming from, right?
Yeah.
And no clue is just in the... We know its system, though, right?
It's wood.
No. It's coming from a planet somewhere.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't
get
sorry.
From.
You don't
from,
see
from, sorry.
System.
I thought maybe we didn't know exactly where in the system. Right? All right. From is good.
Okay. Well, 7, it's coming from a nearby system called Vaughn.
It's got a name. It's got to be bad.
What do I know about it?
It's supposed to be uninhabited. It's, you know, one of those.
Okay, my rats. Time to let the people who know what they're doing in on this?
Not yet.
Okay.
Why not hold
it? Exercise your initiative.
The black hole has a huge gravitational force. We could actually stay in orbit quite a way more.
Yeah.
Do you have bold as a trait?
God, yes.
Me too.
I got bold, impulsive.
I have bold and tough.
I have
aspect focus. Is that what you're talking about?
No. There's an advantage called bold.
I have sexy.
And there's a disadvantage called impulsive.
That's it.
Which I get.
Okay. Any other roles?
I wanted to
see where it's going to then.
We might as well. Yeah, we'll find out where it's going to.
That would be you again.
Okay. I'll just sort of start plotting in the course to that. Start just.
Why don't you? I have a better idea. Why don't you get same.
You can add
points to it.
No, I'm sorry, my mistake.
God, I should have done that last one.
No, I was bothered.
You can ask what you need to do, what you need to get.
What do
to
I need?
See.
Pal. Seven. Just to find out.
So there's a human with two extra prayers in the room.
I'd rather retroactively find out where it's coming from. Can I do that?
You did. Well, you found out
what the system. Yeah, when we go to the system, then we'll be closer and figure it out.
No, we're going to let the astrometric people do their job.
Oh, okay.
And then we may...
What if it's a distress call?
Then it won't have an encryption.
It wouldn't be encrypted. The thing may cut off. This may be the only time we can find out where it's going to.
That's true.
Although, I'm sure you recorded it.
Oh, sure.
Bounce it in there. Where'd it go? Where's it going?
Five?
Seven.
Oh, all right. Seven?
Whatever.
It's going to...
The other side of the neutral zone?
Yes, it is going to be the other side.
Headpool 5.
I call up...
Go to Romulus Prime.
Now, are we we're on the border of the neutral zone, or...
It's going to an uninhabited system on the wrong side of the neutral zone.
All right. So
from an uninhabited system on our side of the neutral zone?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's as close as you can get.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I call up the captain. Go into the little ready room off the side and see and then talk to the speaker.
So, what do you want to say?
I say, well, tell them what we discovered.
Captain, call
sorry to disturb you, officer.
The Tellarite.
Hey, where's Pig Boy?
I smell bacon.
I'm hungry. And you got some potatoes? Who's coming this way?
So, Captain Patrico sees you.
Yes.
Middle-aged.
Sure. I like all these women in power. What is it?
She has to, we have to report.
For a standard scan of the black hole, we discovered a signal, encrypted signal coming from a system nearby that's going into the to the Romulan side of the neutral zone. Thought you should be aware of it.
Okay.
Somebody
between two uninhabited planets, supposedly uninhabited planets.
Also.
Okay. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, I would continue our survey in that direction, I would say. Head towards planet. Oh, yeah. No reason to believe that they know that we discovered them. We tried to hide their the fact that we're interested in them by hitting areas all around.
Sounds like a good plan.
I don't think you understand the concept here, Dave.
What's that?
Gravitational lens, signal bent. We are nowhere near anywhere the path where the signal is going to or from.
Got it. I'm with you.
So if we're intercepting the signal, there's no way in hell that they're telling that we're doing it.
Okay, Okay, they're going to put the signal out from their location, compensate for the gravity of the black hole, in order to still get the signal to their destination. They know it's going by the black hole.
Could be.
Alright, so I just say we continue our survey but in that direction.
Sounds like a good
plan. Okay. We weren't able to crack the encryption. I'm gonna send it down to our boys in the decrypting lab. I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Do you have a person? I'll just find some going to go through the record, find who's best.
Sure, sign it to someone. And,
security?
You know, probably security.
It's a record, but I wanted to send it out. I'll do it.
Right.
Okay, and that's what that signs
it. That's
okay, onward.
Oh, just get to sleep.
I think
she has a little extra whatever you want that she does. She wakes up while people are waiting for the second door to open.
Yeah.
I still think she ought to be informed.
So do we find out about the encryption before we get there? Go real slow.
We're going.
Just tell me
take a cab. Be creative. Take a casual.
I'll fly casual.
Warp 3.5.
Nobody does warp 3.5.
That has been higher than a 1. Okay. No, you don't. Well, how fast were you? How long do you want to get there?
I think we take 2 swoops. One casual by, and then we'll park afterwards. Right there.
Okay. So days, hours.
Well, how far away are we away?
Depends on how fast
do you go.
I know. I got that.
You're about. It's like the next system over.
Give me light years. Whatever.
Couple light years.
So warp 1 would get there in 2 years. Got it.
Warp 9, you get there in 2 minutes.
Got it. So warp 3.5 probably gets us there in an hour or two.
Okay, so a couple hours.
Yeah.
All right. So after you're done here, take a couple hours.
We'll swoop by the first time, just hitting that and any other
system. So I'm flying close. But not directly at the system.
Fly like through the system, and we'll scan it as we go through.
What I would say is, okay, let's the 2 closest systems to this system plot a course that brings us through the 3 of them. Depending on what we discover, then we may go back and forth.
Okay, I do that.
The
I try not to get any panic.
Give you an idea how long it'll take them to crack it.
Yeah.
You may know how fast to go.
Any ETA on the cracking?
Holy data was here.
Maniac.
Probably a couple weeks.
Weeks.
To crack it?
Yeah.
No wonder you failed.
Hey.
You also will. The best guy on the ship may not be for real. And everybody get more power to their computers? Same sort of concept.
Not really.
Knocks it down to 1.3 weeks.
Alright, so.
Okay, so we fly by.
We'll find out when we fly by.
Okay. Sensor scan, huh?
No. Yeah. Let me help out Donald. He's been doing really good, though. So I know. And when Donald, I don't help him, he screws up, though. Yeah, I think what it is, you copy me. You copy what I do. And you do a little better. Good job. Outstanding. 13.
That's really bad.
That's a nice try there. That's true.
I'm supposed to. It's a medical thing.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
This machine's inhuman. How can I operate on it?
Okay. So you do the sensor scan, and there is on one of the planets, moon. Some kind of a small habitation, like a small base of some kind.
Right.
A few buildings.
Indicate what kind of building?
There's some heavy
really
appearance blocking the sensor scan.
Any ships or anything in the...
So you can't actually tell what's in the building.
We're being jammed.
You can tell the buildings are there.
Any ships in the area?
Send it down to the transporter and tech. This sort of interference, would it affect the transporter?
Let's see.
All the NPCs up to then.
There's because me.
But I assume that's two dice and a skill.
You could assume that.
Okay.
Usually a skill of 1. That's supposed to be as good as you.
That is as good as me.
Well, you're out of your specialty. They say it would be very dangerous to transport there. They don't think they could do it.
Okay.
Perhaps I'll talk to your transporter chief.
Keep O'Brien miles away from here.
It's O'Brien.
Where's Scotty?
Let's carry the transporter.
Oh,
God, that guy could really transport.
The way he manipulated those knobs.
man.
Snotty beamed me 3 times last night.
Well, just like in your opportunity to the transporter. What is your name? My new enemy.
His name, coincidentally, is John.
It's John.
It's John. Oh, yeah. I should have known you. Your cat, yeah. And the freaking cat. Curiosity.
And I believe it's John Cab with the silent O-T-E.
Okay.
Boute! Boute!
Silence!
Strong interference. We don't know the, what's causing the interference.
Right.
Natural kind of interference or man made?
Actually.
Artificial interference.
Yes, the high sensor rule. There is like a small freighter.
Small freighter there?
Yeah.
And
land bound or?
Orbiting the moon.
Oh, so they're mining.
On the other side of the moon.
Who belongs to the freighter? We don't. I mean, by
from the central
design
field, or whatever. I mean, it's a common freighter design used throughout the Federation.
But the Federation.
A small freighter.
Yeah, a small tramp freighter.
Okay.
Pirates.
Or
people mining something they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, and sending it to the Romulans.
Lithium crystal.
This is getting too close to that simulation thing we just did.
All right. I guess in orbit.
I hope we get well on that
where?
Simulation thing.
On that moon?
On that moon.
Going straight to the moon?
Yeah. Straight to the moon.
Do I need to do anything, or is that just push a button?
To the moon, Alan.
I push a button.
You know, unless you want to get really close or something.
Can I power up?
You want me to get really close to the server, sir?
Why don't you just match its orbit behind it, for instance.
Okay, I do that.
All right.
As we get closer, we find out what kind of freighter it is. I mean, you know, whatever, the hull ID, that sort of thing. We know who...
Doesn't it have a code? Like, tells
yeah,
you which, what the name of it and stuff like that?
It's a Herelian freighter. Herelians are a, you know, just a random race. In the next sector.
Are they supposed
so
to be
next
here?
Sector in what direction? Not
still,
towards the neutral zone.
Still boarding the neutral zone.
So they're neutrals in the right area.
Yeah, like 3 light years away.
Are they supposed to be? I mean, not supposed to be here, but is it fine for
somebody? Is it okay for them to be here?
Yeah, is it okay for them to be here? Can we check permits?
Yeah, make a computer research.
Well, it's probably not okay for them to be talking to, through the neutral one.
Odds are, that's against government regs.
Right. Federation.
But you can make
are they members of the Federation? They're members of the Federation?
Yes. Intellect.
Oh.
Plus
computer research role?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anybody.
Okay.
Computer. Everyone hits up the computer. Logic
okay.
Or perception.
Standard computer would be okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Logic or perception?
I don't think I'm programming.
Perception.
I need more dice.
Is this engineering aptitude?
No.
Five.
Okay, well, the 7, you find out that there are no records of any, you know, there are no, nobody applied for a permit.
There are no records. Okay.
And they would have.
Yeah, for mine, yeah. Yeah, it was not in their system then, yeah.
But if it's not a mine, then they can just hang out here, right?
Yeah, they could just be hanging out. I mean, there are no records of any, you know, colony, mine,
okay,
research station. That doesn't mean it's illegal, but
yeah,
it's not what they're doing.
It's not illegal to colonize open world, right?
Usually you need a permit.
Okay.
That
would be a good time to talk to the captain again, sir.
Yeah.
Let's the tail of the operator.
Can you jam their communication so they don't continue sending whatever?
Are they still sending?
Yeah.
Are they still sending a signal to...
They only talk with two masters.
Two masters.
Yeah.
That wasn't
the additional one is another one.
Okay.
Would we be catching the other one, or we'd have to be lucky again to catch the next one?
You'd have to be.
I'll keep scanning that frequency in that direction and see if they
can we jam
send anything. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially if we've got butter.
All right, I'll try. Since we know what frequency they were sending on or whatever and where they were sending to from, I'll try to set it up to
Okay, let's take a support systems communication.
We want to, when you park it behind them, keep it in tractor beam range.
Okay. 4.
Okay. Some sort of jam.
Sounds a lot like you going, blah, 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 blah.
I'm giving them the raspberry.
Sounds like static to me.
You are. Okay. So you come up behind the freighter.
Only Lone Star.
And hail.
Okay.
Powering.
Carillion freighter.
Carillion freighter directly 4-4.
So, a Carillion on the screen. They're like. Just like a normal person.
They're green.
They got some weird ear thing going. But, basically, it looks like a normal person. Actually, he's brown.
They're different colors. We actually don't know it came from the ship, right? We know it came from this planet.
You came from the system.
The system.
So you're not.
But this is the only thing in the system that's.
You came from the ship or the houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way. Something tells me they're a thing.
Hey! Could be. But you could also just be delivering supplies to whatever operation.
Can you scan the ship and see what's on the ship?
I could track.
Do them.
See what they're carrying. It's a freighter.
Probably stand by her, sir.
I'm not, sir. But that's so close that you embarrass yourself, sir.
I adjust my top.
You...
More revealing than less revealing. So far, I hadn't noticed.
Stronger underwear, sir.
Before you do that,
it's really what I think about when I'm on the bridge.
Stronger underwear, sir. Law.
Federation model.
Hey,
oh,
really?
We all have that, right?
I got that.
Yeah, we all have that. Are we all rolling?
Well, it's law and then...
Federation.
Law. Starfleet regulations.
Well, Federation
is law. Starfleet regulations.
But yeah, I've got law. Starfleet regulations. Not law.
So just teach your law skill.
Okay.
Oh, this isn't Starfleet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Intellect?
Yes, intellect plus one.
Okay. Oh,
intellect.
Brady.
Oh, I can roll my dice.
Ooh, I rolled the snake eyes. Oh, excellent.
Alright, so go ahead and do your scan.
Hey, that's a separate roll. Give me funny ideas.
So do I know we just broke the law?
In general, unless you have... good reason you don't.
Well,
you don't do an active scan of civilian ships.
This is 12.
Yeah, I'd say this has what you call it.
Yeah, I got a 7.
6
in my law knowledge.
So law, yeah, I got 6.
So y'all know, so for Dom, that in general the Federation does not scan as
without just cause.
Without just cause.
Well, just cause, like sending a.
So do we know this is just cause?
You don't know. You only know it came from the system. You don't know what's for the freighter.
Okay. That's true.
So,
I don't know what's bad.
Donald scans it anyways, as you all realize it.
Hey, Donald,
what'd you get?
Didn't you say scan it?
I don't know.
I did.
Obviously,
he said scan it.
Obviously, I didn't. I knew that was wrong. I just found out I knew that was wrong.
Too late.
The security guy said scan it. He was just being cautious.
Sure.
Okay.
I think you made the right decision.
13.
Wow.
We're scanning like we've never scanned before.
Let's see, I roll 4 or I roll 13?
He's a scaniac.
Oh, sorry, 12.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a standard small freighter.
How many bodies?
Looks like about a dozen people. Looks like it has a better shield and a photon torpedo launcher.
Uh-huh. They're not supposed to have those, right?
Yeah. Military ray weapons are forbidden.
Oh, okay. All right.
Put the shields up, sir.
What do they got in
terms of cargo?
Our tactical genius
right
said
now
it already.
Cargo.
Smart guy is a tactical genius. Well, inventory
would be called Gene.
Oh, no, it doesn't have a photon torpedo launcher.
It does.
What, with a 13?
Yeah.
It has a plasma torpedo launcher.
Is that worse?
Probably.
Alright.
It's got Romulan guns, sir.
Now you might want to talk to Captain, sir.
If it moves,
no time.
Tractor beam it. If it moves, tractor beam it. I'm just talking
to you. So right now, so you hailed it, right?
Okay.
You have the captain on the bridge. It shields around. Your shields down. You're all friendly.
No. We actually.
Oh, your shields down.
We had our shields up.
Incoming, we had our shields up. Yeah. All
right.
Well, you said that, right?
Yeah, I did.
And okay. I agreed. So unless I imagined it, we did.
All
right. It could have been a simulation earlier that I might be thinking of.
Sure. You know, it's all that.
All I might figure out is to power up the weapons button. Are there weapons powered up?
No.
There's all that ion interference stuff, so you need your shields.
We're bigger than them, so just our shields.
So whoever has their finger on the tractor beam button, they have to be ready to hit it.
So it has minimal shields up.
Don't
they? No.
It does.
I'm Star Trek. They do in Starship Troopers, but only when they get giant farting bugs.
Yeah.
But generally, planets don't shoot.
Battlestar Galactica. The big planet-based ion super ion guy.
That was great.
Hey, Star Wars.
No episode.
Yeah, no episode. That was crazy.
I really like when they wore those.
When it got so cold, the atmosphere turned to liquid.
See, you remember that too.
I remember that.
When they wore those cute little suspenders or overalls.
Yeah. Yes, the workers.
The worker people. Oh, that was great.
They were all clones.
Yeah.
All the same man.
They're all
smooth. Exactly.
That looks like Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams, he was a model.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they did have a lot of pretty boys on that show. Other than the captain.
Not minors. Minors. Okay.
So what you looking up, Tim?
That's for a...
Watch Galaxy Quest again.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so... for
a Romulan warbird disguised as a operator.
Maybe. Perhaps. I see. Okay. All right, so you got the captain there. You're asking him what?
I think we should
say. Oh, yeah, what are they doing here and stuff?
I think that captain.
Yeah. Captain of the freighter.
So he's saying he is a commercial freighter here to deliver supplies and pick up vionium from the this mining colony.
Why don't...
We reason to believe that you're involved in nefarious activities. Oh, that's that?
Oh, so he's being hostile already.
I already being
hostile. What did he say they were picking up? What is that? What is that?
No.
Just some random metal stuff?
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
Well, okay.
It's used in plasma.
What is it? What's it used for?
Plasma.
I mean, is it a commercial thing, or is it a military thing, or is it a
science officer? Make a, I don't know, do you have planetary science?
Yeah. I think so.
You won't need any science.
No?
Oh, the science. Physical
science? No.
Well, soon they'll
right, medical science.
The tunnel,
the only kind of science I got.
Again. I just
want to
get up.
Oh, just
I got world knowledge.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them that. Like world.
Street wise.
Right.
Three.
Yeah, so
never heard of it.
Okay. Itchy.
Okay. So what do you do now?
I believe that you're involved.
I use my S in the screen behind me. I don't know if that makes any sense to him.
Can you read minds over comm signals? I want to see if he's lying.
All right. Go ahead. Make the empathy roll.
So,
that would be excellent. You say he's lying. We all look at you like you're
retarded. When you're involved in nefarious activities,
right, so what am I rolling?
You're not to leave this orbit.
Receptive empathy or receptive telepathy?
Until I contact you again.
He starts to protest, and then you cut the communication?
Yeah.
Right. I want to see if he was lying while we were talking. Receptive empathy or receptive telepathy?
Yeah, receptive was lying.
Right. Ranger focus.
As we all know, beta voice can only detect that which is obvious.
They can't detect it from me. What am I thinking?
So is your life race all the master spies in the universe? No one trusts them because they just can't read them, so whoever shoots them.
I just got an advantage.
Seven. That's as good as it gets.
Oh, okay. You can't tell.
Okay. I can't tell.
So you keep it to yourself.
The two of us both say, Captain,
I think they're lying. Yeah.
Anyway, you're not a captain. That's lying to you.
Okay.
I bring our captain on the line and inform my intentions to bring this freighter into custody.
Very well, she said. That's when they cloak.
Fire.
Well, better than the guy on tractor beam has instructed.
I hit the tractor beam the moment.
They start.
They do something now. Funky.
Can I fire, sir?
Fire!
Dave?
That was a really good movie.
Can I fire you?
Fire a nuclear weapon at another guy, and the guy says, no, I'm not going to fire one unless they fire one. And the guy
says, please, support systems track me.
Okay. We basically were supposed to be set up.
Correct.
I was supposed to be.
Did you really fire?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Logical perception?
You said yes. Yeah.
I was starting a sentence.
Bad way to start a sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, you got tracked them, but when they closed, you probably was
trying to fit. Oh, yeah. Well, that would have been fine, too.
I'm going to say, yeah, but.
30.
I wanted to see how 13. The tractor beam went.
Okay, you actually do tractor them and keep them tracked.
Excellent.
Meanwhile, you fire. Okay.
What the fuck did you fire at? Tell me you fired at their engines.
Do I get a choice?
You can aim, but it makes it a harder shot.
Oh, really?
Or you can just shoot.
Do I know that they're tractored?
When you fire?
There was a few second delay.
No, because I was
well,
my sentence was going to be.
He had standing orders to tractor if they did something funny.
You know they're supposed to
tractor. When they started to do something funny, he.
Yeah, if you can shoot.
Can I shoot?
I was going to see how the tractor beam worked out before I told you yes.
So you said yes.
Yeah.
So you know,
but wait until...
So think, Dave.
Tractoring them, that's fine, but chances are... You don't know this at the time, but chances are they'll lose the tractor when they cloak. As you see them cloak. When they cloak, they'll probably lose the tractor.
Unless the guy handling the tractor doesn't like the...
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really good.
What are my options? Will they be easier to hit since they ought to be trackered for a moment?
Right now they're pretty they're pretty easy to hit.
Excellent. I try to hit them in the engine.
Okay. You can fire your phasers, your photon torpedoes, everything.
Or the secret weapon.
Fire the Omega 13. Fire
the butt weapon. I don't think we need to do that yet.
I don't know that he could take back saying yes.
Is that their only weapon is a, whatever?
Plasma torpedoes.
Yeah, plasma torpedoes, destructor cannon.
They had all that?
Yeah.
Well, you know this now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They are heavily armed, sorry.
Well, heavily armed for a small ship.
Do I also have, am I also in control of shields? I am, aren't I?
Yes.
Excellent.
They're on.
Okay.
They're on now.
All right. I want to use my ability to multitask to move all of the, to move half of the back shields to front or whatever is facing them.
Okay.
For this.
For what?
For this kind of moment only because, you know, soon I won't know where they are, but right now I do. They're right over there.
Okay. And you can fire your phasers. Or your photon torpedoes. Or both for two actions.
Oh, both as two actions?
Yeah.
But you don't want to blow them up.
Well, I'm trying to shoot them in the engine.
Gotcha. I don't think photon torpedoes are good for surgical
I shoot them. I shoot
them. Torpedoes? Full power?
Full power.
Okay. They're sitting there. They do have their shields up. But
wait, they were their shields were up?
Yeah.
They had minimal shields on.
Oh, good.
So they went up to full shields and then started closing.
Oh, boo.
So, not really doing anything. You need like a 6 to hit them.
The engine.
And if I roll a
12, then you get through your shields and actually hit the engine.
Excellent.
Otherwise, you just hit the shield. Because they're still at the shield there.
But at least you're doing a lot of damage to the shields because it's a full power.
Yeah.
Make us proud, dude.
I got 4 points, baby.
I'm willing to bet Dave's got a 1 in 6 chance of doing this right.
Yep.
No, I have better than that.
You know, I still have to roll a 6 on your wife.
I have to roll a...
He's got current.
All he needs is 6.
But if he rolls a 6 on
a 7, for instance, he can knock that up above a 12.
Yeah.
I get an 8.
He's 4. No, he needs an 8.
He needs an 8. An 8, and you can dump it to a 12. And that's doable.
Well, I rolled an 8, but I don't think I want to use 4 points.
Oh,
it's just too expensive.
It would cripple their ship. Would it really cripple their ship?
We'll take put the warp warp engines offline and still have impulse, which gives you some amount of power.
I just spent 4. Do I get blue for this?
That
gives me a freebie.
Sure.
Alright. I spend 3 plus my bold point, I think.
Yeah.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
You've got 4?
I have... Oh, maybe that means 4 with my bold point.
I have 3
in parentheses 4.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's
it. Right. If I wrote it that way, I'd write 3 in parentheses 6.
So,
alright. So use that in your bold.
I have 3 in parentheses 3.
Mine just says 5.
I'm only as good as a human.
And you
as
well want to use it.
Innovation.
we shut their engines. Okay, so you hit the engine. Blow it up. Oh, let's see. Warp engine. How much power do you have left now? The warp was. What can they do?
Well, hopefully with the tractor beam, that's impulse.
They come out of close, because they're not having power anymore.
Are we boarding them?
I believe we're saying, turn off your shields and
power down your shields and prepare to be boarded.
We can tractor beam. I mean, we can transport.
Yeah, you've got the tractor.
Yeah, you should be able to tractor beam them easy now.
No, we already got them tractor beam. I was trying to say it was transport. Transport the captain directly over here.
We have to drop our shields to do that.
Yeah. Well,
no way, man.
Let's see if they comply first.
Gosh. We have any sort of options. We're ruining this whole scenario.
They were supposed to get away, says Karen.
The whole section said away team.
Sure enough.
That's okay. We'll get an extra initiative point this way.
I can easily not use my 4 points, Kip.
No. It'll just have us crash
land on
the
planet. We're
just
taking a shortcut.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a name for myself.
Fine, sir.
They dropped their shield. Donald, you're using sensors.
Okay.
Sensors can't. Well,
if they're trying to beam down or something.
Yeah. Shields also.
can I move around shields a little? Well, Donald.
6.
Yeah.
So there are 4 shields and back shields.
Oh, forward and back.
Yeah.
What direction is?
They're forward of you.
Is the planet also forward?
The planet is back of you.